Do you have time for a 5-minute quickie? Oh God, that was so much worse out loud than it was in my head. I need to workshop this. Let me try again. Blah, 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 shorts. Okay. Wow, where to go from here? Friendly atheist. But honestly, this isn't his news story. I was just lazy and that's where I looked and found it. This is a story from Oklahoma. Their Prague, I think it's Prague School District. I'm not even going to read any of this article. It's a long article. I'll link it. You can read it. It's fun. Lot of red meat in there for both sides, I suppose. But it deals with the superintendent in that school district, Ryan Asshat. I may have gotten one of those names right. You'll have to check if I got the Ryan part right, though, or not. You know who he is. He's the guy who is trying to, by any means necessary, get Christianity on the agenda for public school. Not just Christianity, but prayer in school, just anything that he can do to force kids to listen to sermons and pray to Jesus in school. Did I mention this was in school? This particular school is an elementary school. Elementary school. Think first through fourth grade, thereabouts. So we're talking about kids that are between 6 and 10 years old. This school also includes kindergarten. So younger than 6. What is he up to this time? Well, there's been a little back and forth on this, and so this is really just a follow-up on a story that's been ongoing. I may have told part of this saga early on. I just try not to tell the same story all the time because this stuff is happening every day. It's in Christian media every day. So what's going on with the latest thing? The school district did have a practice of allowing kids to pray publicly in school before class over the intercom. And then, you know, legal entities got involved and said, we see you. We're going to need you to cut that out. And their lawyers got involved and said, oh yeah, sorry about that. Our bad. We won't do it again. They're doing it again. I just want to make this a poll. There's no need to talk about this too much. Just a poll. Christians, atheists, and anyone in between, including you, Brian, I. That was unnecessary. I don't know what's gotten into me lately. A poll. Do you believe it is okay for Christians to organize small school children and have them pray over the intercom in school, in case it matters to your vote? You should know it is massively illegal, even unconstitutional. Almost nobody argues that fact. So, is it okay? Do you agree with that? Especially you Christians. Here's how I want you to vote. Use the upvote if you think, no, it's not okay. I agree with you, David. All right, so upvote. I'm gonna put a post up there. Hit the upvote if you agree with me that it's not okay. If you believe that it is okay and you disagree with me, hit the downvote. Yes, I am actually encouraging you to downvote a post. This is how we'll do this formal poll. Probably do others like this. Because I really, when I was a Christian, I would have been so much against this. I was vocal about this sort of thing. I would have been so much against this, probably not for really good reasons. But I would have been against it for sure. I was against it. In fact, fairly outspoken about it. These shenanigans were going on when I was a kid. Yes, they've just gotten worse now. All right. A few things that you might note about the story. This is a school-sponsored, school-organized thing. All right. Furthermore, the prayers prayed by these kids who do this, are featured prominently and favorably on the school's social media. Are any of you cringing yet? And note, there have been no Muslim prayers, no satanic prayers. Because honestly, you can't just walk into the principal's office and say, I want to use the intercom and say something to my fellow students. You can't actually do that. They have to approve it. I'm just saying. So don't let all this talk of neutrality fool you. Anyway, that's it. You know what to do. Take your vote. Let me know if this is real Christianity. You know what I mean. Boots on the ground, butts in the pews, Christianity. Skeptics and Seekers dot Squarespace dot com. Log in your Discuss account, discuss away. Shoot me an email, skepticsandseekers@gmail.com. Until the next time, I'll see you in the comments. In the meantime, I'm out.